So far, the best word that describes 2022 Black Friday sales? Muted. You know, we know that you have missed Twitter updates from Musk, so we have one for you today. Movies and the Thanksgiving weekend is in the news. It is Friday, the November 25th edition of the Business News Headlines. Thanks for being with us. In other news, markets finished mixed, but oil was down. The IRS is going to hire up to 87,000 agents, and what that means. McDonald's and a new breakfast item is out. Say, is there a fast food scam going on? We've got the Wall Street Report and workers and paid time off. It's a big story. Let's go.
Insight on Business News Hour and Headlines is brought to you by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members worldwide. Find them at ntpda.com. Taro International is a professional training center dedicated to helping individuals and businesses succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. T-E-R-O.com. The Business News is also brought to you by AARP. Learn more at aarp.org. Also, Focus and Find, a socially responsible recruiting company dedicated to making a difference. Focusandfind.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Yeah, we did take Wednesday afternoon and Thanksgiving Day off. I got to tell you, it was a bit difficult to get back into the swing of things today, but hey, we're grateful you're with us. Want to find us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Well, there were what is being described as thin crowds descending on major retailers on Black Friday as consumers continue to push aside the biggest sales day of the year. And it's no wonder. With major retailers having launched Black Friday-like deals weeks ago, many consumers decided that the frenzy associated with the event can be missed without hurting their buying plans. Reuters is reporting that consumers spent a record $5.29 billion online on Thanksgiving Day. That according to Adobe Analytics data. That's up 2.9% from a year ago, driven by big discounts in categories such as toys and electronics. The steepest Black Friday deals were for toys, peaking at 34% off listed prices. Electronics and computers were also in line. Overall, the National Retail Federation forecasts that holiday sales, including e-commerce, will rise between 6 and 8% to between $942 billion and $960 billion during November and December. That would come in below last year's 13.5% jump and the 9.3% gain in 2020. Well, here we go again. Elon Musk has announced on Twitter, of course, that he is ready to roll out his troubled verified program, but this time in color. CNN is reporting that Twitter will roll out its tentatively launched verified on Friday of next week. There's changes to the program that he apparently hopes will stop people from paying the $8 a month fee just to impersonate celebrities or companies. This is what he tweeted. All verified accounts will be manually authenticated before check activates. This is painful, but necessary. Musk didn't specify what will be done manually or how much that might delay the verification process, especially in light of deep staff cuts and departures at Twitter since he took control a month ago. The new system will have a gold check for companies, gray check for government entities, and blue for individuals, whether or not they are celebrities. Among the information missing from his tweets are details on pricing and when the blue checks will go away for those who do not want to pay and had been verified pre-Musk. Twitter, which is believed to have fired most of all of its public relations staff since Musk took over, did not respond to a request for details. And so it goes. Once upon a time, the Thanksgiving weekend was full of high-dollar movies giving consumers something to do after chowing down on mounds of turkey dressing and mashed potatoes. But this year is different due to a lack of blockbuster movies in theaters. CNN Business is reporting that Strange World, Disney's new animated film about a family of explorers, is projected to bring in only about $30 million domestically over the five-day holiday weekend. It's a fine but muted opening. But early box office results from Wednesday and Thursday indicate that Strange World is likely to come in under those initial expectations. Another Disney film, Marvel's Black Panther: Wakanda Forever, is now in its second week and is set to win the holiday weekend with about $40 million domestically. It's made $552 million so far. The slate is a far cry from Thanksgiving weekends of the past. The holiday weekend is usually one of the busiest times of the year for movie theaters, as in many ways it kicks off the profitable holiday box office season, similar to how Memorial Day weekend ushers in the summer. So what happened? Well, you can blame COVID. The pandemic altered movie watching as streaming took off due to people staying at home. In addition, we're still not out of the woods when it comes to COVID, and cases continue to pop up. Meanwhile, fewer than 5% of Americans have received their Omicron subvariant booster. So, it could be a long winter. Wall Street closed mixed on Friday with the Dow outperforming. Oil prices, they went down. I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. Well, get ready, wealthy Americans. With 87,000 IRS agents, you may no longer be able to cheat on your taxes. MoneyWise is reporting that through the Inflation Reduction Act, President Biden plans to increase funding for the IRS to help the agency catch sneaky tax evaders. Advocates believe the increased funding could raise as much as $1 trillion by forcing tax cheats to pay their dues, especially after years of budget cuts have gutted the system. The $80 billion in funding spread over the next 10 years will help the IRS modernize its infrastructure, increase enforcement, and replace its aging workforce. For example, 50,000 of the IRS's 80,000 workers are expected to leave in the next 5 years. The agency has reportedly been underfunded by about 20% for a decade, leading it to cut back on both staff and technology. Bogged down by a processing system that's more than a half century old and a backlog that contains millions of unprocessed paper filings, the IRS has been in need of more resources and support for a while. And that should bode well in the long run. I can tell you from experience that getting customer service to reply to my questions has taken months, and the answers always seem to be different. The taste buds are working overtime in the UK and Australia. McDonald's UK marked the end of November by launching the Mighty McMuffin. Already a breakfast menu staple in Australia, the sandwich has sausage, egg, cheese, and multiple slices of bacon piled on top of an English muffin normally used for McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. The Mighty McMuffin joins a breakfast menu that includes both American classics like the McMuffin and hash browns to the UK-only bacon roll, which, by the way, is literally just pieces of bacon on a bun. And that costs $4.82 in United States dollars. The abundance of protein-rich items has caused the old debate between those going more meat always and those slightly repulsed by the caloric and cholesterol overload. There are already multiple videos of food bloggers reviewing it and some social media posts about how it's the best thing in the world. Then, of course, there is always marketing. And if consumers can do the marketing for you, hey, it's a win-win. Meanwhile, a TikTok blogger is wondering if Burger King is running a scam. A user by the name of Keith claims this happened to him after a recent trip to Burger King. The Daily Dot is reporting that after leaving the restaurant, he noticed a charge of $1 marked BKF coupon on his receipt. When he looked in the bag, he discovered that he had been given, or rather charged for, a coupon good for a soft serve cone or a small fry with any purchase. This is what he said. I know it's not really such a big deal and it's only a buck, but beware of that. Is Burger King running a scam? Asked Keith. The video currently has over 150,000 views. Stocks ended the day mixed with the Dow up in an abbreviated and thinly traded post-holiday trading session on Friday. The major indexes scored gains in a holiday-shortened week, by the way. For Friday's session, the Dow rose about 152 points to close at 34,347. The S&P 500 saw a decline of 1 point to 4026. The NASDAQ composite shed around 58 points to finish at 11,226. U.S. markets were closed Thursday for Thanksgiving. For the week, the Dow rose 1.8%, while the S&P 500 gained 1.5%, and the NASDAQ composite advanced by 0.7 of a percent. Oil, by the way, finished the week off by $1.39 to close on Friday at $76.55 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with the holidays and time off. While most of the U.S. may be celebrating the Thanksgiving weekend, some employers don't care. According to 10% of workers who say they won't get a single day off during the holiday season, a recent Finance Buzz survey shows that a huge need for employers is to encourage healthy time off, with 40% of respondents saying they won't be able to enjoy the holidays due to work stress, while only 30% of workers feel able to set clear work-life boundaries during this time. Americans plan to take advantage of 6 days off this season, according to the survey, but 61% add that as long as they're getting a pay increase, hey, they don't mind working over the holidays weekend. Well, that's a wrap. Thanks so very much for joining us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and collected by James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. By the way, a programming reminder, we will be back on the air Sunday at noon Central with the Business Week in Review, along with a great interview about a former police officer who is helping other first responders deal with PTSD. It's a fascinating conversation. Hope that you'll join us Sunday, noon, on News Talk 1540, KXEL. For all the staff, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.